Okay. Well, that takes us to number 24. And Tom, you're going to take care of the license sales update.
Yes, sir. And before I jump into a few numbers here and give you a quick update, just a reminder that today many people would consider the start of fall. It's September 1. Multiple hunting seasons begin. Dove season begins. Got a spot picked out for tomorrow evening. Let's hope the wind doesn't blow too hard. But today is a kickoff, right? Dove season. There's waterfowl seasons from goose to obviously archery deer hunting to many other things. So this is a great day. This is almost kind of a holiday, quite honestly, from the hunting perspective. So it's the true kickoff to fall, and we're excited about that. Quickly, not a lot to report in respect to the license numbers. You should have this in your booklet towards the back of the first page under the Wildlife Division information items. A lot of the license trends are holding similar to the last time that we spoke back in July. A couple of them that I'll just point out again, just as references and reminders. Looking at the top section of the license sales items here, the combination license sales are still real strong in compared to our 3-year average and right on pace from what we saw in 2021. Again, as a reminder, that junior combination license, that was one of those licenses that we actually removed for when we did that streamlining process of youth hunting and fishing licenses. And that's again why you see that zero mark in there for the junior combination. Senior combination is still doing fantastic. We're up from the 3-year average and up from last year as well. Small game licenses are up significantly from the 3-year average, and we're up quite a ways from last year as well. I think a couple of things that would contribute to that is, again, the season structure adjustment that we did over a year ago and extending through the month of January for pheasant hunting. And so that certainly plays into that. The one that sticks out the most, obviously, in the resident license side is that annual fishing license and the decrease that we have seen compared to the 3-year average and compared to last year as well. We continue to reach out to those individuals and our anglers, and hopefully we can continue to reverse that trend. We certainly saw that major spike back in 2020, excuse me, during the main pandemic time period when people were just looking for a reason to get outside versus being cooped up in their homes. And but we'll continue to work on that. It's certainly not a reflection of the resources and opportunities that we have in South Dakota. Fishing has been fantastic across the state, and we're hopeful that we continue to get folks out fishing. On the non-resident side, things still look very good there. Small game licenses, a little behind today where we are compared to 2021, but when we look at our 3-year average, we're doing fantastic. Private shooting preserves are up from last year, and in having conversations and reaching out and talking to those folks, many of the comments we have heard from them is they're going to be booked solid this fall. In fact, many of them even have shared in some conversations how they've turned people away because they're overbooked already. So the interest is high again coming to South Dakota and participate in pheasant hunting. We continue to do our outreach to small game hunters in respect to pheasant hunting. In fact, Nick Harrington and Chris Hall and several of us have been working on reaching out again to small game hunters from the past 3 years, reminding them about the new Go Outdoor system. Get on early, buy your license, don't wait till you get here. And also just additional outreach to the pheasant hunting opportunities that we have in South Dakota. And so we continue those efforts in conjunction with all of our marketing of small game hunting as well. Certainly what we have heard in respect to small game hunting is a lot of positive comments from across the state of bird numbers that we're seeing. Many landowners we've talked to, other individuals are seeing broods, they're seeing good numbers of birds within the broods, which is extremely positive. Maybe one of the things that we will witness this fall, and I know I'm talking to Commissioner Lochen here a couple of weeks ago, just where our crop status is at as well. You know, corn in some places is going to be behind, and some of that will not be harvested come that opening weekend. And we experience that every year. That's part of what happens. But what could happen is late season hunting could be even better yet, right? The longer that some of those crops stay, that sometimes leads to some phenomenal pheasant hunting opportunities late season. So we'll just have to see how that crop harvest progresses and moves forward with that. On the opposite spectrum, fishing on the non-resident side has been extremely strong. You can see the numbers there. Those annual non-resident fishing licenses are up over 40% from three-year average. When you look compared to last year, we're way up. And so, again, it's an attribute to the opportunities that we have in South Dakota and the resources. Whether you're in the Northeast, Southeast, along the Missouri River, and in Western South Dakota, there's some really good fishing opportunities for folks, and they're taking advantage of that. And at the very bottom, there's the habitat stamp numbered where we are right now, a little behind in comparison to last year. But I think the most important take-home message from today is just mentioning, with the fall hunting season beginning here, what we will witness over the next month and a half to 2 months is really that uptick of small game hunting licenses, the remainder of the big game licenses going out. You know, we're hopeful that we're going to have a very strong pheasant hunting season. We'll continue to monitor the small game license sales, both on the resident and non-resident side. And that will also have an impact and direct bearing on the number of habitat stamps that are purchased, as well as those license sales produce and progress over the fall. So things look real positive right now, where I think we're going in the right direction. Can you continue to reach out to folks and make sure that they understand the opportunities that we have? And we're extremely excited for the fall hunting season to begin. As we just mentioned, a lot happening today and more to come over the next month and a half to 2 months. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll answer any questions you may have.
Sure. Commissioner Bees.
Now, this is a little off that topic, but is the staffing getting any reports of any EHD die-offs? You know, Commissioner Springs has a lot in area, and I've got reports in the Battle Creek area and then on the French Creek there by Fairburn also, if they're doing any reporting on that.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, thank you for that question, Commissioner Beast. The answer is yes, we have been getting some reports in a few locations across the state. Those that you just mentioned, we've had a few reports in East Central South Dakota as well. So we are receiving reports. We track those. We always encourage landowners, sportsmen, whoever they are, if they're out there and they find some dead animals or animals that may be looking sick or not looking quite right, to report them to us so that we can, in fact, go out there and collect, if we can, and submit for submission at the diagnostic lab to confirm what it may or may not be. But we do have some EHD popping up right now. The numbers are not where they were the last couple of years, at least at this point in time, but we'll continue to track that. And I do know in visiting with Commissioner Spring and his concern over finding some dead deer right now in that vicinity where he ranches, based on deer numbers, you know, we'll continue to monitor that. And if there is the need to look at leftover licenses to pull, that is always an option to the commission and the department to take that action if we believe it's a necessary management approach. And so we'll continue to track and monitor the number of reports we get and see if there's any action we should take moving forward. The positive thing right now is we will get a better handle on potentially finding them with more people getting out in the field right now as well, whether it's landowners harvesting, doing work, or having sportsmen out there as well. This is when we'll typically start getting more reports, and we encourage that to happen and submit those to us.
Since you mentioned there, like, there's been 3 years in a row in some of these areas, do we start looking back now? We've had a substantial die-off, the tags have been the same. Is it time we start looking at those areas and say, well, next year maybe them tags need to be cut back?
Yep, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Beast, absolutely. And our staff do that on an annual basis as well. Even though we do 2 year cycles with license and tag recommendations, we always have the ability to come back in between, offer up that recommendation to you, the commission, to say it's important and necessary that we adjust license numbers or tag types to address those issues. And so they're watching that close. There are some units that likely we will make some adjustments. We have made adjustments. The hard part is just predicting the severity of it and when it happens, right? But we always have that ability, and we take full advantage of bring back those recommendations to you and make those adjustments.
Any other questions for Tom? Okay, before I give Secretary Roebling the last word, this is usually a time where we can have action items or any other items of interest for commissioners for the next meeting. And so if you have those, if you can get them to Liz, that'd be helpful, or to me, and then we can forward them on to the secretary. I had a couple of points that I wanted to ask, not necessarily for this meeting, but maybe for the next. One thing with seeing Emmett again, it reminds me that we had a conversation a while back about providing or trying to get more of the all terrain vehicles for disabled hunters, and to give that opportunity in the east and west central parts of the state. So maybe if we could have an update on that for the next meeting, if that's something where I dropped the ball, I'm supposed to be hitting people up, I'd like to get re-engaged, make sure we get that handled here in the next month or two. Second thing, if we could get a marketing update for the pheasant hunt in October at our meeting, I think that'd be a good segue to getting the pheasant season kicked off and getting ready for all that fall fun. Would be nice to get a marketing update, see where our target markets are at and how that effort's going. Nick, would be outstanding. And then looking at the blue sheet that Liz provided, it still had the December meeting as the 1 and 2 of December, and I think we switched that, correct? So we'll just make sure that everybody gets that on their calendar, that that'll be the 8th, 9th of December versus the 1st and the 2nd. And same location, correct? Or same town, maybe an alt location, but I just want to make sure everybody makes note of that for their calendars. As you're planning for the December meeting, it'll actually be the 2nd week of December versus that very first week. So if you have additional items, please get in touch with me or Liz, and we can get those on the calendar for the next meeting. And with that, before we adjourn, I'll give Secretary Roebling the final word.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And first off, I just want to thank all the commissioners for the last 3 days of engagement, involvement, and participation. I know everybody's got a busy life sitting at these tables. So thank you for engaging and being here all 3 days. I know it's been a little longer than normal, so we surely appreciate that on behalf of the department. I also want to just thank staff for all the hard work. These aren't always easy to pull off, and you always seem to do it. So thank you to the staff. Nick and Chris and Liz, appreciate all the hard work in pulling these meetings off. And thank you to all the staff that gave for excellent presentations. I mean, it's always great to hear what's going on around the state. It's just always very impressive, and I'm so, so proud of the team. So thanks for keeping up the hard work. We do have the state fair starting actually tomorrow and today. And Chris will be and the crew will all be out there. We have a bunch of staff out there as well already. We have a pretty big presence there because of our Huron office is right in the center of the fairgrounds. So encourage folks to get out there and go visit our GFP booth and enjoy the fair as it is kicked off actually, yes, today. So very exciting there. And also today it's a hunting holiday. It's September 1st. It's fall, and it marks the beginning of fall. And it's just such an exciting time of year. I did a radio show this morning, and we talked a lot about, you know, just the overall excitement in the air. We have dove season starting, archery deer season started today, archery elk season started today, we have archery antelope season already going on, we have Canada goose season going on already as well. So it is definitely a kickoff of the fall hunting seasons, and it's going to be a great one. It's definitely going to be a great one. We got some timely rains in places. Pheasant numbers look fantastic as far as seeing broods across the landscape, and we're just excited. It's exciting to get out with family and friends and enjoy the outdoors, and I encourage everybody to do so. So with that, Mr. Chairman, back to you.
Thanks, Mr. Secretary. Nobody else has any further business to become before us today. I will declare this meeting adjourned and wish you all safe travels on your way home. We're adjourned.